He's been our music minister for 20 years. Here at Unity of New York, he is a co-founder of this ministry, and for the past 4 years, he has served as our spiritual leader. Please welcome Reverend Britt Hall.
Thank you. And today is a gift of the Holy Spirit. Here we go. Most of you, life happens. And did Steve mention who's going to be here with us on Easter Sunday?
No.
How many of you were expecting to see Carlos Wayne Anderson today? Well, that role will be played today by Britt Hall. Because Carlos will be with us Easter Sunday. 2 weeks for our 20th anniversary celebration. And if you put it together that Paulette Pipe will be doing a Good Friday service, she's going to be a part of the 20th anniversary Easter service as well. So will Voices in Unity, so will Spiritus. And there are always surprises. There are always and forever surprises on Easter Sunday. And you know, speaking of Carlos, one of the things that he often says is it's the best day ever.
Yes.
So it's the best day ever, and every little thing gonna be all right. And does it always feel that way?
No.
Say it loud.
No.
Hail to the night. It does not. It is true. We know it's true. But I want to share something with you. Because many of you know that I had a big old surgery in January. And I had that surgery because of an even bigger old surgery 2 years ago. And so when I was able to come back after my recovery time in February, I talked about Pandora's box because I felt like I had been sliced wide open and all this stuff came flying out of me like I was Pandora's box. And just about the time I thought, I think I'm past it. My God, the layers were deeper and deeper and deeper. And I want to share with you, not in a therapeutic way, but just to share with you, I was going through some stuff. It was bringing up so much emotional pain on so many levels for me. And I knew that in spite of it, and we're talking like down and dirty, snot that was just to the infinite degree, coming out in meltdowns. And I knew that in spite of it, I had to show up. I had to show up because I had made commitments. I made commitments to myself. I had said yes to so many things. And for God's sake, I had 2 dogs to take care of. Lewis was out of town quite a bit. But what was happening is I was feeling so much heartbreak and more heartbreak and more heartbreak, and thank God I've got this big tool chest of these spiritual tools that I've gathered over the years. And so I remembered the truth, but I knew I had to keep feeling it to get through it, because it was to the point where I couldn't not. And I knew that if I showed up and had a meltdown in front of somebody, then I would. And it would pass, like everything does. Everything comes to pass, right? Yes. This too shall pass, right?
Yes.
We know it does. We know it does. Because think about it. I know that we are one, so if I'm thinking this, you are thinking this. Every time I have been in a place, in a bad day, not knowing how I was going to make it through it, I did. Every time. And so having a track record of 100% is pretty good. Would you call that good?
Yes.
And I know that you're all there also. And I know that not everybody is going through a hard time right now, but a lot of us are, because we are one, we are connected, it's all energy. I know it, right? Mm-hmm. The only person likes change is a baby with a wet diaper. But I knew that I needed to show up, so I kept showing up. And I had told Sean, this is in like a couple of months, this wasn't like a couple of days. And I told Sean when I had to go to Unity Village and do all these presentations and panels before all of these people, I said, you know what? My talk that I have to give might be me showing up and crying for 10 or 15 minutes and saying, amen. It might be. And part of it was. Because I was talking, I was telling the truth about things. And I say this for a couple of reasons, because there is such power in showing up. I think it was Woody Allen that was credited with saying 90% of life is showing up. And everyone's got disputes over whatever percentage you used, but you get the point. It is big, it is powerful. It is trust. Show up, show up, show up. And then step into wherever you are. Step into that place. Step into that God. Step into that joy that's always there, lying beneath whatever is going on in your life. And I also don't share this with you today for pity. Oh, poor me. I also share it because of the hope. I can only do this work that I have signed on to do by sharing what I've been through. There are a gazillion books, and I have about half of them. I've even opened a lot of them. I've even read some pages in some of them. And they're all wonderfully filled with information and tools and ideas. But until I live it, I can't tell you the truth about it. I can tell you about a nice theory. So I'm telling you this, I'm sharing this because one step at a time, we get through. I know, I share it because if I can get through it, you can get through it. And I know that's the truth. I know that's the truth. If you have forgotten that, if you are going through something, then you're like, hell of crap, really? You can do it. Here's another part of this thing. Here's another part of this thing that, let's just call it life. We don't know what other people are going through. And how often are we so quick to judge what someone else is going through? We decide, we write a script. I want to show you a little illustration that I think is pretty cool and pretty powerful. And I thank Leo, the artiste, for creating this for me, for recreating it. Can you see it in the back? What do you think? Wow, can you be more specific? Here's what's going on. The man doesn't know that there's a snake underneath him. The woman doesn't know that there is a stone, a boulder, crushing the man. The woman thinks, I'm going to fall, and I can't climb because the snake is going to bite me. And why can't the man use a little more strength and pull me up? And the man is thinking, I am in so much pain, yet I'm still pulling you as much and as hard as I can. Why don't you try and climb a little harder, lady? And the moral is simple. We can't see the pressure the other person is under. And the other person can't see the pain you are in. And this is about compassion. This is life. No matter whether the pain, no matter what's going on, whether it's work, whether it's family, whether it's feelings, whether it's friends, we need to try to understand each other a little better. Right? We do. We need to understand each other a little bit better. We need to learn to think a little bit differently in our fast-paced Twitter world that we're living in, and think more clearly and communicate a little bit better, because a little thought and a little patience goes a long way. Just a little bit can shift things. And kindness and compassion, those go a really long way. Yes, amen, kindness, compassion, starting with yourself, starting with ourselves, kindness, compassion to ourselves. David Friedman in his beautiful song said, we can be kind. So be kind. It can change your life. Being kind is such a simple concept, and it can change your life. We never know what others are going through. And speaking of kindness and compassion and sometimes going through hell in your life, or at least feeling like it, when your heart is broken into a gazillion pieces, or it feels like it from what you've gone through. Are you familiar with the art of kintsugi? Then I shall tell you. Kintsugi it's the Japanese art of putting together ceramics, valuable ceramics that have been broken, putting them back together with liquid gold. And it makes them more beautiful than ever, and it makes them unique, so there can be none other like it. It's even more refined because of its scars, because of its golden scars. And after that first surgery I had 2 years ago, a very dear friend of mine brought me a kintsugi bowl, and that's how I found out about it. I'm like, wow, that's so pretty. I love that. I should probably not keep changing it or something. I should probably do something better with it. And then I researched what it was. And it literally means, kin means golden, repair is sugi. So it's golden repair. And so it's when the object breaks, it doesn't mean that it's no more useful. It becomes more valuable because of the gold, and its essence is now resilience. It's the same concept as when we break a bone And where the bone heals, it becomes stronger, right? Or did you know that? Yeah, apparently when you break the bone, as it heals, it's stronger than it was before it was broken. And it's the same thing with the kintsugi bone. And so when we are looking for ways to cope with traumatic events in a positive way, to learn from our negative experiences, and we're deciding what they are, we take the best from them because they're always there to stretch us. That's the point of all of this. They're there to expand us, to grow us into our greater selves. That's what these things are when we feel like we're curled up in fetal position. And it's like, I've got to get out. I've got to take the step out of the position, out of the bed, and do one thing at a time and show up. Now, today's talk, you know, I had to give Zoe a talk title so we could have something on the bulletin. And what was coming to me was, there's gold in them that are hills. And I told my friend Martha Creek, from Bug Tussle, Kentucky, and she loved it. So I said, if Martha loves it, I'm good to go. But it reminded me of the kintsugi bowl and the value of it, and it also reminded me of Catherine Ponder. Any Catherine Ponder fans here? Catherine Ponder, lady changed the world for a lot of people. She was considered one of the most prolific, impactful writers on positive, prosperous thinking of the last half of the 20th century. And into this one, one of the greatest authors and lecturers in this realm of new thought. And in her book, her very first book, The Dynamic Laws of Prosperity, which is the granddaddy that started them all, if you read that, if you have read that, if you look back at the beginning of it, she tells the story of how it started for her, of how she was suddenly found herself this widow with a small child to raise. No skills, no money, and she was feeling like the entire world was against her. She was in a deep depression, ill health. She had no training. She was depressed. She was lonely. And she really did feel like everything was against her. I know it's a lot. But it was at Catherine Ponder's lowest point, emotionally, physically, and spiritually, that she learned about the power of thought. The power of thought as an instrument of success and of failure. And that failure is basically the result of failure thinking. Right? And that right use of mind could be the key to happy, healthy, prosperous, successful living. So when she found her way to this, and she had been looking for books, she said, for 15 years. Again, that had a lot of great theory, but they didn't tell her how. And when she got this nugget of the power of thought, and she put it into practice, her life immediately started to change for the better. Immediately. And isn't it funny? That's our third unity principle. The power of our thoughts and our words, our feelings, our actions. That's how we're creating our lives. And so early in her book, she talks about the salesman. The salesman who's always happy. When anybody says, how's business? He says, business is great. There's gold dust in the air. And he became known as the man with the golden touch. And this was before James Bond. This was late 50s, early 60s. And he was right. He's right. There is gold dust in the air. And it's for you, and it's for me, and it's for everybody. I'm just throwing out a nice platitude here for you. Scientists know this because they declare the universe to be composed of nothing but radiant substance that is available to all of us all the time with unlimited access. Scientists and psychologists and metaphysicians, they also know about the gold dust. They declare that we form our world from this rich, unlimited substance. This substance that is within us, it's around us, through our thoughts, our words, our emotions, our actions. Again, our third unity principle. So, there is gold in them thar hills. And coming back to what I shared with you, the hills that I was climbing one step at a time, we've all climbed. We've all climbed the hills. We've all climbed the mountains, have we not? They make us stronger. They strengthen us. This would be a perfect song cue, choir people. How many choir people are here right now? Forever mountain, you've brought me over. Come on, choir people. For every trial, you've seen me through. For every blessing, hallelujah. For this, I give you praise. And I'm not going to do the key change, but that's good. That's good. But we're always overcoming our mountains. And there is gold dust in the air. All of this is for our growth. It's a part of our journey. It's a part of what we've said yes to. I'd like to close by reading a letter. Sharing a letter with you. Tap on your heart space. Send that energy there. I want the ears of your heart to hear this letter. Dearest one, everything is going to be okay. Remember that when things get tough or when a storm comes, you will survive. You will persevere. You will heal. You will grow. The storm is here to teach you, to guide you, to carry you forward, to nudge you back to your true path, to get you on course, to expand your consciousness and the truth of you. And if you feel like crying, go ahead and cry. And if you feel angry or sad or frustrated or afraid, feel it all, experience it all. Don't run. Don't pretend. Don't hide. Show up. Feel. Cleanse. Experience. Be. You are a beautiful and brave and strong warrior, learning and growing through every experience that is uniquely yours. Trust the journey. You are exactly where you were supposed to be. Shine brightly, you beautiful soul. Never lose faith. Never give up. You are loved and you are lovable. I promise you. I promise you. You'll be okay. With infinite love, your future self. Let's take that a little deeper. Let's prepare to drop down into that space that we've just opened up. Weeks ago, Sister Kathy Grant was up here near the beginning of the Lenten season, sharing a message that she was going to fast from her past. I fast from my past. I let go. I release and let go in the silence. Oh, my soul. Let's know this together. For all my shortcomings. perceived character defects, knowing that in truth I am whole, I am perfect. I am grateful for the gift of forgiveness. As we heard earlier this morning, immersed in God's presence, I find strength and comfort. We are immersed in that very presence right now. We said yes. We put one foot in front of the other, and we showed up. Jesus found strength and comfort in the awareness of God's presence that was always with him. Jesus said, I am not alone because the Father is with me. The Mother is with me. Whenever I experience any challenge, I remember, like Jesus, I am never alone. I am never alone. I am the very living expression of God. God is uniquely expressing as me. And in prayer, I center my thought and feeling in my true divine identity. God's presence fills my awareness. God's presence fills my awareness. What does that feel like? God's presence fills my awareness. There is no external condition or circumstance that can ever have power over me. God's awareness continues constantly to grow within me. Continually growing. Do you hear that voice? Do you hear me? I'm speaking to you, not in words, but in your inmost heart, in the silence of your soul. I am the Christ in you. I speak, yet it is not I, but it is the Father within who speaks. I am the Christ in you. I am the beloved of the Father, the Mother in you. Do you hear me? I'm speaking to you. I'm speaking to you of infinite possibilities that are before you, that are within you, that are around you, all the wonderful powers that are uniquely yours. I'm speaking to you of mysteries of the Spirit of everlasting love, of unending eternal life. I'm speaking to you of inner reality and of outer realization. I'm speaking to you of greatness and goodness, of dreams fulfilled, of prayers answered, of appreciation of things present, and of anticipation of things to come. Do you hear me? Listen, beloved. Listen. deep in that space that is uniquely yours.
Once
And so it is.